Hashem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Lui Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Reb Shmuel, on her yortzeit, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it's based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, or Rav Hutner Zatzal. It says in Vayikra Chav Gimel Mem Dalet, Vayidaber Moshe Esmoade Hashem Al Bnei Yisrael. It says in the Mishnah, Megillah 31a, Mikan Shekorin B'chag, B'nyanei HaChag, that you read in the Torah, the Inyan of the Chag, and in the Brice on this Mishnah it says, Mikan Shesholim B'darshim B'hilchas HaChag B'chag, that also you ask and you expound, not only do we read in the Torah B'nyanei HaChag, but we're Shol V'darish, we ask and expound on the Hilchas of Chag B'chag. So it's clear that there's one inyan here of Hilchos Chag B'chag, and it branches off into the Korin of the Mishnah that we read the Parsha, and the Shoal in Vidarshim of the Holy Braisa. And the question is therefore asked in the Rishonim, what about Shabbos? How does Shabbos fit into this whole scheme of things? In the Rif on Megillah Chaf Gimel, and look also in the Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Tefillah Yud Beis Aleph, he includes in his Lashon Shabbos as well, as far as Korin B'chag Binyanei Hayom. But we have to understand Wie spielt sich das? Ech ze nechlak. How is this split up? If the makor that you read on Shabbos and you read on the Chag is from the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe Esmoade Hashem, so why on the Chagim do we read Meinyanei HaChag and on Shabbos we don't? It's interesting that we don't read every Shabbos Meinyanei Shabbos. We read on Shabbos in the Parsha, but we don't read Minyanei Shabbos. So the Rif includes that on Shabbos, you also read, but you're not reading Me'inyan HaShabbos. So therefore we'd like to understand how you can have the same Makor, and yet, on the Chag we read Me'inyan HaChag, and on Shabbos when we read from the Torah, we don't read Me'inyan HaShabbos. So, we'll explain this based on what's brought in the Ramban, Vayikra 23:44, that while in the other parashiyos and diburim that were said through Moshe to the Jewish people, they come b'lashon sivui of daber el b'nei Yisrael v'chadome, this chiyuv of korin b'chag v'inyan hachag, they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu did it himself. Vayidaber Moshe Esmoadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. On Pesach, he taught them Hilchos Pesach. On Sukkos, he taught them Hilchos Sukkos. So here there was an inyan of just telling them about it, telling them to do it, which is normally what happens. There's a tzivui. But here it's Vayidaber Moshe Esmoadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Here he did it himself. On Pesach, he taught them Hilchos Pesach. So the mashmos of this is that just like by every Rav, the Talmud receives either b'derech limud or b'derech shimush, either by learning or by serving the Rav, so to Knesset Yisrael received from Moshe in two different ways. One of the ofanim of shimush is watching the hanhaga of the Rav, that's the idea of shimush, is serving the Rav, So one of the ofanim, one of the ways of serving, is watching the way he's acting. In other words, that's not limud. Limud is when he's actually teaching you, more like a classroom type setting. And then shimush is that you see the way he's acting. Now this is not the essential definition of shimush, because shimush shtelt sich ois. Shimush is fulfilled in various ways. There are numerous variations of shimush. One of them is watching how the Rav acts. So it emerges that when the whole Torah, they were makabel b'derech l'lmod al manas lasos, sheh Talmud gorer acharav kiyum, that learning brings after it fulfillment. B'limud derech shimush, it's fakert. The kiyum brings a limud. Normally a limud brings a kiyum. Here the kiyum, the fulfillment of the Rav, brings the limud for the people. They see what the Rav does, and from that they learn. It emerges for us that B'nai Yisrael learned from Anhagas Moshe that they learn Hilchos Chag B'Chag, there is a Hat'ama Meduyeket, there is an exact fitting, so to speak, between the Tochen HaLimud and the Tzuras HaLimud, between the content of what they're learning and the form of what they're learning. There's a complete Hat'ama. It's completely apropos to each other. The content of what they're learning is that the Chag, this Mitzias, requires a certain limud. And the Tzuras HaLimud, they see the behavior of Moshe, who teaches Hilchos Chag B'Chag. In both of them, the Maisa precedes the limud. Isn't that interesting? That what are they learning? What's the tochen halimud? What's the content of what they're learning? That the mitzias of the yontif obligates them to learn. How are they learning it? They see the mitzias of Moshe teaching them Hilchos Chag B'Chag. So the mitzias, the concrete reality, teaches them something. The holiday, which is a mitzias, is a reality, obligates them to learn. And the mitzias of Moshe teaching them teaches them that they should be learning. It teaches them the halachas of Chag. So you see in both this inyan of the reality, the mitzias, being a melamed. Here, in both cases, the maisa of the Chag and the maisa of Moshe Rabbeinu's teaching them precedes the actual limud. And that's what characterizes limud derech shimush. And that's what characterizes learning via shimush, where you see the behavior of the Rebbe, and that distinguishes it from learning in a formal learning setting. However, we can ask, why only by Moadim do we find such a tziur, such a form, and not in other mitzvot HaTorah? Only by the Moadim we find this tzura of learning via shimush, learning from the behavior of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we don't find this in other mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us. Vayidaber Moshe b'Bnei Yisrael, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. So first we'd like to explain the word os in Lashon HaKodesh. There are two meanings for this shoresh. One, letter, aleph, beis, gimel, and two, a wonder, a mofes. Isn't that interesting? The same word means letter, and it means wonder. In Baruch Sheamar, we find two clauses. Baruch Omer Ve'oseh, Baruch Oseh Bereshis. Blessed is the one who says and does. Blessed is the one who made creation. And both of them are intended to relate to the ma'amaros with which the world was created. And nevertheless, they are split up into two different sections, two different sentences. Baruch Omer Ve'oseh, and then Vayta Baruch Oseh Bereshis. Or Baruch Oseh Bereshis, and then Baruch Omer Ve'oseh. And we have to know that the world was created with 10 ma'amaros. However, there are things that have to precede the first Vayomer of the ma'amaros with which the world was created, Derech Mashal. You can't have the word Yehi of the first Vayomer without there's a metzias of the letters, a Yud and a He, which constitute the word Yehi. By Yehi Or, right? So for this Yehi Or, you need the metzias of a Yud and you need the metzias of a He. All of those things that precede the Vayomer, their source is in Bereshis. And that's what Chazal meant when they said that Bereshis is also a Maimer. Right, there are 10 Ma'amaros. Chazal only counted 9. So the Gemara says that Bereshis is also a Maimer. So everything that precedes the Ma'amaros were also created, like the letters Yud and Hey, for example. So the Metzius of Osios, Sharsham Bereshis Hakadum, the Metzius of the letters is rooted in the Bereshis, which precedes the other 9 Ma'amaros. And on Bereshis, it doesn't say Vayomer, because this is the Etzem Yitzira Seosios. That's the only way you can have a Vayomer. So already in the Bereshis, you already have the possibility of being able to speak. You already have the Osios. And therefore, the understanding, the meaning of the word Os, is also a Mophes. Because that's the nature of a wonder, of an osimophes. That is a behavior that doesn't fit with the normal chukim, normal natural laws that were engraved and created via the ma'amarot with which the world was created. In other words, we have ma'amaros, that's the world of nature. An osimophes is when you're going above nature. Here also, this os is really precedes the ma'amaros. It's out of the context of ma'amaros, because in the ma'amaros themselves they used osios, so these osios must have been created before, because the already existing osios created this whatever that ma'amar is creating. But the osios existed before, so that means the osios are out of the laws of nature. So that's so beautiful. That's why Os is a letter, and it's also a wonder, because wonders are what are out of nature, and these letters are also out of nature. And it all starts in Bereshis, which is separate from the other 9 ma'amaros, even though it's in the cheshbon of the 10 ma'amaros, but it's in its own class. And a mofes is a hanhaga that's not lefi the ma'amaros, and that's why in Lashon HaKodesh, Os comes from Lashon Asa. Asa in Aramaic means to come. In other words, it's coming from a very unique place that's different than the other mitzirios in the world. Another mashal in what's included in Bereshis. Every statement must be in the context of time. And there is no tfisa, there's no understanding to what is not in the context of time. So then we come to the Gra, that the word Bereshis is talking about the creation of time, the beginning. Bereshis bara Elohim, God created the beginning. In other words, Baruch Omer Ve'oseh is every Nivra, every Notzar was created with a Maimer, Omer. Baruch Oseh Bereshis means anything that was created by Bereshis, right? That's what we were saying before. We have Baruch Omer Ve'oseh, that's in the context of the Ma'amaros. And then you have Baruch Oseh Bereshis. That's Bereshis, that's what precedes the Ma'amaros, that's the Maimer of Bereshis. So tomorrow morning when you say this tefillah, hopefully you'll be able to have this kavana. So what precedes these ma'amaros? Time, the creation of time. So you see that the creation, the metzias of Zman, which we've discussed a lot in our Shiur and B'siyata Dishmaya, and hopefully in our study of Talmudic methodology, we're getting soon to the chapter on time. Very excited about that. So it comes out at the Metzias of Zman has a separate Shoresh than the other phenomenon of creation that are all included in the other Tisha Ma'amaros. And everything that is separate by itself is more prepared for a Chalos Kedusha. Because the whole Hagdara, the whole definition of Kedusha is separation. Harayat Mekudashas, your asur to the whole world, like Hekdesh. And a person who has an exalted soul feels in a very subtle way what is special about the Kedushas Hazman. Because the other Kedushas are the sanctification of objects and kochos that were created with the nine ma'amaros, like Kedushas HaMakom. Makom is be'etzem a shtik erd. It's be'etzem a, it's land. Shenitvasef bo meimad kedusha, on which was added a dimension of sanctity. But Kedushas HaZman is adding sanctity to something which is independently separate from the other nine ma'amaros and is rooted in Bereshis. And on this foundation, we can understand what we don't find in Inyan of Havdalah. When you go from a holy place to an unholy place. However, when you do when you transition from the holiness of time to unholy time, that's Mechayev a Havdalah of Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. V'lu Yitzuyer Echad. Shemukov kula was veitzich in kodesh hakadoshim mamish v'yotzei misham legvulin ein sham zecher la'amiras havdala v'ilu ma'avar hazman m'chayev kacha. So if you would have theory, a person who's completely surrounded by kodesh kadoshim, and then he goes to outside of the Kodesh Kadoshim, to the regular, secular, banal world, there is no Amiras Havdalah. There is no statement of Havdalah. But in the transition of time, from holy time to unholy time, we say Havdalah. And the Hei Meim Advarim, that's exactly what we're saying. The very great sublime sublimity and exaltation of the sanctity of time causes a tremendous separation when you go to what is secular time, and requires a bracha mamish. Koloshan HaSefer, Rovan is gaviut veharomemut shel kedushat hazman gorem lahavdala tehomit kishiyotzim mimenu lechol v'tovea bitui ad kedei tviat matbea shel nusach havdala misuyam. So that's a very important point. the sanctity of time, it's all coming from Bereshis. We also have to emphasize the special Romimus of Kedushas HaZman, based on the Mahalach of recognizing what is positive from the opposite that negates it. In all of Maaseh Bereshis, we don't find anything holy until Shabbos. Vayavarech vayakadesh oso. In nature, there is no Kedusha. The only remez that comes out of Pshutei Mikros to show the supernatural nature of Kedusha is the word Ulam Moadim. That is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, in the Maimer of Yehima Oros. However, Kedushas HaZman contradicts the world of nature. A guy who keeps Shabbos is Chayev Misa, because someone who's Shayach to the Olam HaTeva is now let go into the Olam HaKedusha, to the Kodesh Kedusha. The Olam HaTeva is Mechayev Yom V'layla Lo Yishbosu. Day and night, you have to work even on Saturday. Ain't going to work on Saturday. But the Olam HaTeva says, you got to work on Saturday. And Kedushas HaZman has Shvisa Mimelacha. So that's the difference. Kein Yishbosu. It says in the Pasuk about the 7 days, Yom Belayla, Lo Yishbosu. That's in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. And then we have, in contrast to that, we have that on Shabbos we do rest. So we can illustrate to ourselves the great chiddush and chiyuv of Kedushas HaZman from how severe it is to rest without a mahalach of Kedushas HaZman. In other words, we understand from Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, from the Shlila, how great it is when we are resting. In other words, this is something very potent. Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, and the Yehudi Shelo Shavas Chayiv Misa. And this Kedushas HaZman obligates us dafka to rest. And you see from the other side how incredibly chamur it is not to rest if you don't have Kedushas HaZman. If you're in the Olam HaTeva, and the Kedushas HaZman, which is the absolute contrast of the Olam HaTeva, tells you that you must rest. Another illustration of this exalted time is from Halacha Nochas Tefillin, Shabbos and Yom Tov that are called an Os Pater from Tefillin. And there's no Havamina that going into the Beis HaMikdash, Kedushas HaMakom, will Pater from Tefillin. So you see again that the Kedushas HaZman is a completely different category. And that's in the world of Bereshis. That's the Maimer of Bereshis. So at Kan we were speaking about the Pshat HaPashut and Siyur Mandugmos of Kochos that are included in the Maimer of Bereshis Nami Maimer. An Os, Zman, this is in the world of Bereshis Nami Maimer. We also find in Chazal that they darshan Bereshis for the Jewish people, Yisrael Shenikru Reshis, Torah Nikru Reshis, and Hashem Kanani Reshis Darko, because the Maimer of Bereshis includes in it not only HaKadum B'Maisa Mamish Letisha Ma'amaras, Maisa that parallels the Panim of Pshat, but even includes what precedes Machshava, the Machshava to the Tisha Ma'amaris. And Machshava parallels the Panim Shel Jirash B'Torah. So you have in the world of Bereshis Maisim and Pshat, in other words, you have Osios and Kedushas HaZman, right? Osos and Kedushas HaZman. You have letters, which are out of nature, and you have time, the holiness of time, which is out of nature. That's included in the Bereshis Nami Mamer. That time was created, and then in that time, you have something that's in its own category. It's very unique and very holy. And that's Kedushas HaZman. And you have this in the Pshutei HaMakros of Lemoadim in the Mayim Revihi Ma'oros. But again, we already have Kedusha Sizman that precedes that. And it's already alluded to in the word Bereshis. Because Bereshis is time. And in that time, we also have Kedusha Sizman, which is above anything within nature. So Bereshis also includes Machshava, meaning that the Machshava of Briyas HaOlam started with the Jewish people and the Torah. Bishvil Torah Shenikra Reishis, Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. So here we get to the special meaning, the very subtle meaning of Takanas Kriyas HaTorah Bizmanim. In other words, here you have the joining together of Kedusha Sizman and the Kedusha of Torah, that both of them have a common source in the Maimer of Bereshis that precedes the other nine Maimers. And that is the Makor for the Korin and Shol and Vidarshin B'inyanei Diyoma B'chag. V'u'a Makor l'zeh shedavka b'kedusha sachag. That's the Makor, right? Because we said that Bereshis is Kedusha Sizman. And we said that Bereshis is Kedusha Satara, b'shvil Torah Shenikra Reishis, Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko. So they're all rooted in the Bereshis that precedes the other nine Mamaras, both Kedusha Sizman and also Kedusha Satara. So that connects the Kriya Satara during the Kedusha of Zmanim. And that's the makor for the Yukorin, reading the Torah, and Shol and Vidarshim. And that's why we have this, in Kedusha Sachag, we have a Mahalach where the Kiyum is Mechayiv Alimut, what we don't find in other mitzvahs. Because the Mitzius of Kedusha Sizman, the reality of the holy time, Rufta Rois drags after it Divrei Torah. Because both of them are coming from one root, and one brings the other. The Etzem Mitzius of Kedusha Sizman is a Meshicha L'Divrei Torah. And the Shituf of Bereshis, that they're both included in Bereshis, is what brings them together. So you have the Kedusha Sizman, and that drags after a Divrei Torah. So you have this Mitzius of Kedusha Sizman, and the Mitzius of Kedusha Sizman drags after a Torah. And therefore we see here Moshe Rabbeinu read out to them, the Mitzius of Moshe reading out to them, that brings their limud HaTorah, of what they're supposed to do, that he teaches them in Yanei HaChag, and that teaches them that they also have to learn in Yanei HaChag B'chag. The Etzem Chag is Mechayev Alimud, and it's done, meaning the Mitzius brings a limud, and it's done, the tsur of the limud is done through a maisa also, that the maisa of Moshe Rabbeinu teaching them shows them that they have to learn Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Now, despite all of the machlokos and the cheshbon hayamim from Rosh Chodesh till Matan Torah, but everybody agrees that on Shabbos the Torah was given. And it's not b'derech mikra. It's not by chance. Because the etzem tzura requires this, mandates this. Just like every moed brings certain divrei Torah be'inyan achag, Shabbos is the klal kol ha-moedim kulam. Shabbos is all of the moedim, and the inyan of Shabbos is matan Torah bichla liyuso. The inyan of Shabbos is matan Torah in general. That's why Shabbos was given on Torah was given on Shabbos, because the whole onion of Matan Torah is not merely learning certain dibros, but rather the mesira of Klalius Kol HaTorah Kula. And just like they learn from Vayidaber Moshe Esmo Adei Hashem, they also learn from the Melame de Torah La'amo Yisrael of Shas Matan Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melame Torah La'amo Yisrael. So Matan Torah is not just certain teachings, certain dibros, but rather it's the giving over of the Torah in general to the Jewish people. So they learn when Moshe taught them, and then they learn when Hashem taught them. That's what Shas Matan Torah is. It's God teaching them. It says at the in the parasha of Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael, that's what it says at the end of the parasha, and this includes everything it says before. And what does it say before? Ve'amartaliyam Moadei Hashem she'etikurosam mikroi kodesh Elohim yadai sheshes yamim. So that includes Shabbos. Shabbos is brought first because Shabbos is the klal of all the Moadim. So the place of Shabbos in this parasha is not Shabbos per se, but rather Shabbos as the klal, as the inclusive part of all the Moadim. And therefore, it is placed in the context of the takana of reading out the parashas, of reading out each parasha, and that on the Chag, and on Shabbos we also read. But we go back to where we started, that there's a chalukah here. It's a shpalt, as we said before in Yiddish. That on the Moadim we read Menyanei HaMoed, and on Shabbos we read from the week's parasha, but not Menyanei HaShabbos, but Dafka. And that's because here Kedushas Hazman is mitzdaref to Kedushas HaTorah. There's the holy time of Shabbos and Moed, and that connects to the Kedusha of the Torah, but each time in what's appropriate for it. Kedushas Shabbos is what, that's Klal Kedushas Hazmanim, that's the overriding, that's like the root of all Kedushas Hazmanim. It all starts with Shabbos. And the parallel to Shabbos is the whole Torah, right? Because Torah was given on Shabbos. So anything you're reading on in the Torah is Shabbistic. And Kedushas Moed is a prat from that klal. And on Sukkot, each yom is a different prat, each day is a different prat, so we read a different reading. And parallel to that, we read that detail, that specific aspect. Each day of Sukkot is that specific kriya. Each day of Pesach, we read the kriya of Pesach. So, on Shabbos, we read anything in the Torah, that's Shaykh to Shabbos, doesn't matter what you're reading. And the Shabbos is Klal HaMoadim. That's the root of everything. And Shabbos is also the Klal of the whole Torah. The whole Torah is Shabbistic. The whole Torah was given on Shabbos. And the moed are the details, and therefore you have to read the details. You read about each specific moed. And now we also see the difference in the Lashonos in the Mishnah and the Braisa. And the Mishnah says Korin, and the Braisa says Sholem Vidarshim. And that's the difference between Kedushas Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That in Torah Shebichsav there's Kedushas Osios. So that for Torah that's lacking one letter is Pasul. But you don't find that in Kedushas of Torah Shebal Peh. So Be'etzem u'bishoresh, the Kedushas Zman is mitzdarf to Kedushas of Torah. Be'prinas hamakor mishut of Shelem Breishas Nami Maimer. So Kedushas Zman and Kedushas of Torah have the same root of Breishas Nami Maimer. And that emphasizes the Os of Torah, which also comes out of Bereishis, right? Because we said, what's an os? An os is a letter, and letters preceded the Ma'amaros. Letters were out of nature. That's what precedes Ma'amaros. What's not in the normal nature of the Ma'amaros is what comes from Bereishis. So that includes Torah, that includes Kedushas Hazman, And that also includes letters. Torah, Kedushas, Man, and letters. That also comes out from the Bereishis. And therefore the Takanas Yukorin, they read the Osios. In other words, we're going back to the on the Chag, we're going back to the Maimer of Bereishis, where there's a Tzeruf of Kedushas Zman and Kedushas HaTorah and Osos. So it says that you read from Torah Shebichsav, because Torah Shebichsav, the Osios have special Kedusha. And as a what branches off from that is the Sholim V'Darshim, because Torah is self-sofit, it still has a Shem Torah. Everything has a Shem Torah. All of Torah Shebaal Peh is also called Torah. But the Gemara uses it, the Brice uses different lashon in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Yukorin, and the emphasis is on the Osos. And there's also a mitzvah of Sholim V'Darshim, which doesn't emphasize the Osos, because there are no Kedushas Osios in Torah Shebaal Peh per se. If it's missing an Os, the whole thing is impossible. But it still has a Shem Torah. So that also connects to the Maimer of Bereishis, the Kedushas Hazman, coming together with Kedushas HaTorah. So this is like a $10 million Maimer, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya. So, Mirtz Hashem, in the coming future, we will see a lot more Niflos Mitaras Hashem, and we learn so many important things, so many amazing things. So thank you so much for joining me, and we should be zocheh to Lamodu Lamed Lishmo Vla Sotu the Kaimit called the Ray Talmud Torah Tobe Ava Ubisimcha Ubibri Utu Benachat Shalom Shalom.